maybe bow our heads. Almighty and all-wise God, we thank you for being so good and kind. We thank you for being so merciful. What can we do without you? We need you every second of our life. And Heavenly Father, bless each soul you have sent this way. And don't let a soul leave except it been blessed in the blessing that you know it stands in the need of. And Heavenly Father, you know that I'm relying and depending upon the anointing of the Holy Spirit, knowing that I can't do nothing without you. Let me say what you want me to say. And everything said and done, you got the glory. You got the honor. You got all praises. In the mighty name of Jesus, we ask these blessings. Amen. To Reverend Bowen and to our deacons and to all of God's children, again, we thank God for the opportunity to come to share the gospel of Jesus Christ. The gospel must be preached. The gospel must be preached. We're going to call your attention to the book of Ephesians. The book of Ephesians, the fourth chapter of the book of Ephesians. And we will begin at the 11th verse. And he gave some apostles, and some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers, for the perfecting of the saints, for the working of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. We're going to use a thought today at oneness. At oneness. You can call this atonement. God's blood was atoned for us to bring us back at oneness. At oneness. Everybody and everything was at oneness. It was no confusion. Everybody and everything was at oneness. Even the rent and the cat got along. Because they was at oneness. The wolf and the sheep ate together because they was at oneness. The lamb didn't get mad with the goat because they was at oneness. But when man sinned, that broke that unity. And the lamb began to eat up the goat. The wolf began to chase the lambs. the cat began to chase the rat. And we began to hate one another. But thank God for Jesus. This is what he come here for. Where that unity was broken to bring us back to oneness. This is what he come here for. To bring us back. Trying to make us be that perfect man that he once created. Oneness. And this is what the church is all about. To be at oneness. At oneness is very important in the church. It manifests the love of God and the brethren in to show the world that they are mature Christians. This is what it does. It manifests the love of God. It manifests the love of God. At oneness manifests the love of God towards one another. And as long as we are working together, we are in unity with God. And if we not in unity with God, with our brother, we need to check ourselves right now. If you're not in unity even with your brother, what he's trying to tell us, you can't be in unity with God. This is what it's all about. This is why God came and died on the cross, that we may have a right to the tree of life. That we can love even those who hate us. And I know it's rough sometimes. But I find out it can be done. I find out you still can love folks who despitefully use you. But you can't do it by yourself. And this is why God want us as Christians to love one another. Love is the heart of Christianity. Love is the heart of Christianity. Love is the heart of Christianity. I am a Christian. It is the heart of Christianity. Love is. If you are a Christian, you ought not to walk around with hate in your heart every day. You ought not to now. You ought not to. If you're a Christian now, it's the heart of Christianity. And I know some folks you can't stand. But you ought not to hate them, you understand? Some folks you may not want to be around, but you ought not to hate them. Ain't that right, y'all? No. Some folks I don't want to be around. I'll be frank. But I don't hate them. I know they need Jesus. And I know sometimes folks are hard to love. It's hard to love. But all I'm saying is this, that just you don't have no hate in your heart towards them. Enough of hate that you want to kill them or want something to happen to them. That's what you call hate. That's what you call hate. That you have something in your heart, I wish your car run over and kill him. Somebody ought to shoot him, man. That's hate. Ain't that right, y'all? That's what you call hate. And God had fixed it. Thank God for Jesus. He has fixed it that we can even love those who hate us. God has fixed it like that. So when you say you are a Christian, it carries a great deal of responsibility. This kind of church, when you say a loving church, this kind of church, God, Christ, approve of. If anybody said he represented Christ, called to be a church,
It ain't got no love there. God doesn't approve of that congregation. Ain't that right, y'all? He don't approve of that now. He don't approve. I don't care how folks may shout. I don't care how folks may wave their hands. I don't care how folks may dance. I don't care how folks may sing. I don't care how they may preach. If you ain't got no love in your heart, God doesn't approve of that church. And I can't understand to save my life. I can't understand to save my life how some folks, listen to me real good now. I can't understand it. I can't understand it. That some folks can come to church and sing loud, preach loud, pray loud, and set proud, and can't stand three or four folks in the church. How can you do it? I used to be like that, but I'm learning better now. You see, all of us, we got a point to point where we got to learn better. I don't find out when you grow in grace, you go learn better. It's kind of hard to understand, but it's true, Abraham, right? Brother McKinley, that's right. How folks can come and shake one another's hand and hope they'll die. Hello. I know I'm telling the truth. Because I know, for when you shake your hand, and sometimes they may slip and hug you and get home. Honey, you know that old crazy woman, them hug, I can't stand her gut. See, but you was here call yourself worshiping God. And here you saying, I can't stand her guts. Jesus, Lord have mercy. Y'all don't know what Jesus come here for. He come to bring us back at oneness. The church, not the world, but the church. The church ought to be at oneness. The word church means ecclesia, meaning that God has called folks out of the world to be for his use. And we ought to be one. We're supposed to be one. And this is what God is trying to teach us. And where there's no love, isn't that this good now? Isn't that this good? Where there's no love in a church, and folk can sing and shout, God still not approval of that church. In the same way, we can go at home, ain't that right? We ain't going to get on husband and wife. I'm waiting on that. God, this ain't giving me my main thoughts yet. And about love, your brother. How and what church that God approve of? One thing I don't learn. I've been in church practice all my life. Sometimes folks say, we had a good time. Cough. Cough, the choir song. Because we love singing. Folks got happy. Folks shouted. And we, child, we out of time. But God is sitting looking. He said, Lord, have mercy. They said they had a time. And half of them can't stand one another. All right. Don't y'all see what I'm trying to get you to see? I stopped to let you know you, in the danger, don't have to be like that. Let the devil be like that. If you are part of the church, you ought to love people. That's the God-hidden truth. You can't worship God. I know sometimes, you know, we don't like to hear this, but it's true. We know that, Reverend Walker. I'm going to remind you. Now, right now, not tomorrow, but right now. You know who you hate. Ready here, right now.
Right.
I'm trying to help you. You ought to come shake my hand. I'm trying to help you. Right now, right now, right now, right now, you know who you can't stand right now. Right now, you hope somebody in here die right now. Won't you clear your heart right now? Do it right now. Do it right now. Do it! Say within yourself, Lord, forgive me. Say it right now. Y'all up there, y'all love one another again. Huh? If y'all got something in your heart, you better go and get it straightened out. See, you can start, that's what I love about God. God can get you straightened out right now. All he wants you to do is to acknowledge your wrongdoing. Because he wants us at oneness. The church is supposed to be at war and not two. But we realize that the devil is present in every local assembly. Christ approves of churches that in unity, not united, but unity. United means mixed with. Unity means one. He approves of a church that loves one another. Prove of a church with lowliness, meekness, long suffering, and forbearing one another in love. Love what makes at oneness. Forbearing. I love that. Forbearing one another in love. Putting up with one another. Sometimes we got weak Christians in the church. You got to put up with them. Some of them trying, but you got to put up with them. You got to be long-suffering with them, just like Jesus and somebody else was long-suffering with us. I got some members. They stay hard. I can point some of them out right now. I know some. You got to handle like an egg. I know that. They're good members. But you got to handle like eggs.
Yes, sir.
And some you got to handle like a lamb.
Well,
that's right. Oh, yeah. You can't play with them. See? I ask God for wisdom.
All right.
And some I don't know until it's come out. And then when I find out, I got to know how to handle it. See? And some you just got to be long-suffering with. And this is what God wants to be. He wants to forbear one another in love.
All right.
Put up with. Just like God put up with me and with you.
All right.
In other words, you've got to be patient. You've got to give them time. Sometimes they try. Sometimes they recognize their faults. And when you can't recognize your fault, you in bad shape. That go for anybody. If you can recognize your own fault, God can help us then. But if you can't recognize your own fault, you in bad shape. I mean that now. Let me tell y'all something. Now, this is what we don't want to do. We don't want to recognize our own fault. We don't like that. We can recognize everybody's fault but ours. But from experience and God having truth, if you can see your own self and get on your knees and say, Lord, help me. God knows he'll help you. But you got to see it yourself. If you never see it, you'll never be helped. And the devil will blind us of our own faults. And just when God can bless us, just when God can elevate us, when we recognize our own self, and this is why Paul told us, you ought to judge yourself before you let God judge you. And what he mean by that, now, if you know you doing something that you know it ain't right,
right,
or got some kind of attitude you know it ain't right.
Right.
Now, if you keep on doing it,
right,
and don't get to God and say, Lord, help me. Now, God's going to judge you himself if you've been born again.
Right.
And then he'll go at you and whoop us. That's how God does. He whoop us. Those I love, I chase. So now, if you can recognize your own, it ain't nothing wrong with that, y'all. God knows there ain't nothing wrong with that. It ain't nothing wrong with being meek. You ain't no coward. You showing Christ in your life. You ain't weak, you strong. And sometimes the devil comes up with all that job, you just a coward. You ain't no coward. Anytime you obey God, you're not a coward. You're showing Christ in your life. And I want New Bethlehem, from the pastor on to the janitor, to know, recognize your own faults. God knows God would help your life. But until then, you'll never be helped until you recognize your own fault.
Right.
And this is where God wants to be at, oneness.
Amen.
And this is what the kind of church that my God and your God approve of. Look what Jesus prayed. Jesus prayed to his Father in the 17th chapter of St. John that the church will be one as we are one. He talked about that three times in that chapter. That we will be one as they are one. That they may be one in us. That the world may believe that thou hast sent me. That's the only way. Listen to me good now. Listen to me good now. Hold your head up. That's the only way that the world don't know that Jesus is alive is that we loving one another. That's right. That's the only way the world see us fighting together. What you think they're going to think? But when they see us loving one another and at oneness, then they'll say, it's something to Jesus. Now watch us. Watch us. We go to sinners next door on our job. I'm talking, here you're a Christian and you're talking to a sinner next door on your job or wherever. You talk about the church to a sinner.
All right. All right. Amen.
What you think you doing? Did you not know that sinner man said, I thought they were together.
All right.
I see now, Christ must be not real.
Uh-huh.
What we look like going, trying to explain something about the church, talking about that we have a little dispute or something? Here you going talking to a sinner. Them folks ain't nothing. Blah, blah, blah. A sinner listening. He ain't got no business knowing nothing about it except he wants Jesus Christ. You know, a preacher told me once when Jimmy Swagner got a little, have a little problem back there. He said, it's on his job. This ungodly man comes in. Man, what you think about Jimmy Swagger? He said, you ain't got nothing to do with it. That family affair. You need to be saved first, then we can talk about it. See, you ain't got nothing to do with that. Family things all stay at home. There been a lot of wives and a lot of husbands broke up because they keep their business in the streets. Family affairs ought to stay at home. And the sinner man look at us and say, they not together. I thought they was one. But they not together. Let me tell y'all this. When you and your husband, when your husband and wife is together, I'm talking about holding hands every time you walk out the door. Did you not know that sinner man watching you? And did you not know the any way he can get in there and break it up, he gonna break it up? See, you open the door for your wife every time. He don't like that. He trying to come in and break you up. And just watch that old slick devil. Watch it. Look what you say. He'll holler to that. Hey, man, she got you down. Yes, she got me down. He want me to look.
your shame. That little jive, that little junk, that fellow, that woman trying to break you up, he may be laughing, but he know what he's doing.
I'll be grabbing the Lord, tell me to get on marriage. It needs it. I ain't joking. He just ain't gave it to me yet. I meant that. I can get on it, but I'll be going against his will. For when they see us loving one another, God knows, they'll know Jesus is alive. God love is not a theory, but a person. That person is Jesus Christ. God love is power. Nothing shall separate us from the love of God. God love is power, and nothing shall separate us from the love of God. So it's power to love, folks. It's power to love. Because love never fails. But we are afraid to trust it. We love God because he first loved us. Love is what holds a church together. Love what holds family together. Now, without God love, you can't depend upon, and I can't depend upon my own love. Why, Reverend Walker? Because my love is up and down. My love, I can turn it on and off when I feel like it. But God love, you don't turn it on and off. Now, to prove that, now, since you've been converted, you don't grow in grace. How you remember a time when somebody, you could jump on your case, you jump back on them? But now, since you have been born again in a growing grace, and you can stand back and wonder why they ain't jump back on them, you got God loving you. You remember the time you used to raise so much of hell on your job and in your house, but now you can stand back and watch? You can't do it on your own. You got to have the love of God. You can't do it by yourself. I mean that. No wonder Jesus said, you need me. Without me, you can't do nothing. Our love. And we got so many folks in church, they can go turn their love on and off. Right. Come on. They cut it off, buddy. And when he won't turn on, they just turn it right back on. Sometimes they can be so jolly. Hello, hello, hello. Sometimes you come looking at you.
All right.
You ain't done nothing.
What? They don't turn it off.
I know sometimes folks may be burdened, going through some things, but sometimes it's just hate. And you can ask them sometimes, what's wrong with you? Well, I don't know. That's all right. Something wrong with you. When you talk with them, sometimes I talk to some of my members. I say, what's wrong? Well, that's all right. That's all right. No, it ain't all right. What's wrong? Tell me what's wrong. If I done done something to you, and you tell me about it, and I realize I done done something to you, you ain't gonna have no problem with me saying, would you forgive me? I guarantee you that. But what I said about the gospel, I ain't gonna apologize on that. But if I hurt your feelings, you ain't gonna do it come right here. Say, Reverend Walker, you hurt my feelings. But what I said, blah, blah, blah. Sister, I'm sorry. Would you forgive me? That means God told us if we got our heart against our brother, you don't want to keep it in your heart. You want to go tell your brother. If you know somebody done treat you wrong and you still got the mess in your heart, what's going to happen? Strife coming, then hate coming in. Now you can't stand that person because you ought to tell them what God told you to tell them. You don't go around with that junk in your heart. You may die the same night. But we walk around sometimes. You see what I found out? I don't find out that a lot of times we can be mad with somebody, Sister Hambright,
all right,
Sister Gibson, Sister Thompson, Sister Dew, Sister Fancy. You know, I don't find out. We can be just married folks because somebody may say something to hurt our feelings, but they didn't mean a bit of harm. It came out the mouth, but they just didn't mean it from the heart, and God is going by the heart and not at the mouth. See, I may say something God knows will mean nothing, but you took it wrong. Now here you going around mad with this person instead of going to him. And when you find out, Lord, how much time? I thought of blah, blah. You ought to have went and done what God said. Here you been mad 5 months, 2 years. You know somebody said something or you heard something from somebody else and now you're dodging them when you come to church. You used to sit next to them. You're going way over on this side now. You see them coming out of the aisle. You back up, keep them shipping their hands. And when you just simply go to them and say, you hurt my feelings. And if they don't want to say, I'm sorry, it's off you. Ain't that simple, y'all? Why keep on holding that stuff in your heart and trying to worship God? It won't what? It won't work. God wanted church to be at oneness. He's trying to let us go back to that first man, Adam, one. That's where he came, to bring us back together so we can love one another. He ain't looking for the world to love about that, but he's looking for us to love. And I found this out. And I know some of y'all know what I'm talking about. I done found this out. When you got a clear heart, y'all better hear me. When you got a clear heart and ain't mad with nobody, you can lay down at night and sleep all night long. You ain't got to take no kind of tablet. You ain't got to take no kind. You can just go to sleep. I don't find out hate in your heart will kill you. It's called sickness, it's called heartache, it's called rheumatism, it's called all that junk in your body. Boy, but when you treat folks right, and sometimes you don't know if you dust them to them, they ought to come to you. You can walk around like Jesus. Just the happiest of lot. Say hallelujah before you know it. But buddy, but when you let that stuff cook in you, see, that means Jesus told us don't let that seed stay in your heart. See, when the seed stays, watch this now. When that thought comes in your heart, bam, there it is. There it is. Now, you got to get rid of that right now. Now, if you let that stay there 3 or 4 weeks, you know what's going to happen? You know what's going to happen? Here comes the more Leticia's coming out. It's growing now. You got Leticia going everywhere now. You spreading it. You're telling lies. Now you can't stand that person. And if you get that, got to the root of it, you'll find out, Lord, that was all what it was. I thought you hated me. And sometimes God just prove it to you. When you marry somebody and they don't know nothing about it, sometimes God just lets you get sick. Sometimes God lets you get in a hard time and the very one you thought hates you will come and see about you. And then you'll say, I thought that woman hated me. And your brother that told you a lie ain't come saw you yet. I know I'm telling the truth. I've been in church all my life. I used to hate a man at Mount Heaven. I know it's on radio, but I used to hate a man. Oh, I was a deacon. They talk about that man. Y'all think I'm joking. They talk about that man so bad. I say, I just hate him. They know nothing about that man. Well, I know him when I saw him, but what I know about him? Nothing. But they talked about him so bad. And God made me a deacon. When I started working with the man, Lord, I'm with us. Let me tell you what happened. I started seeing them who was talking then. See, a lot of times, folks that are talking to you, it's them. I ain't joking. You need to know the person for your own sake. Now find out it wasn't him, it was the other folks talking. I don't find this out when somebody hates somebody sleep at night. You better go home and go to bed and get that junk out you. Jesus said, at oneness, we cannot depend on our own self. Let me go on haste on. Jesus came from heaven and died for our sin. And to teach us to be like him. That's at oneness. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And let the same mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. But what's wrong with us? All of us that we've been converted, didn't we? Well, ain't the mind of Christ supposed to be in us? Well, why? How can we fight in church? Huh? Y'all wake up now. Look at me. Look here, y'all. Why are we fights in church? Why folks talk pistols in church? Here you come and worship God and got a 38 in your bosom. Here you come to raise hands and say glory to God and got a 45 on your side. How can you worship a living God? We ain't going to no prisoner. We going where the saints at. I hope she said something to me today. I got my stuff with me. I wouldn't tell nobody. I wouldn't tell nobody. What I look like bring a pistol to church. What I look like with a switchblade knife in my pocket just in case the deacon get at me. God of mine. See, if the deacon get at me, I got something better than a switchblade. And if somebody get at you, you ain't got to bring your knife. Don't bring your gun. Lean on Jesus. That's sad. Here folks cross the country and Red Rider, folks bringing knives and guns to church to worship God. You might as well stay at home and start a daddy's cowboy. All right. All right. Something wrong somewhere. But we're not at oneness. In the way we so-called proclaiming saints, we fighting one another among ourselves. Look like we reading out of different Bibles. Because my Bible tells us to be meek, to be humble, and to be at oneness. I'm so glad that we got somebody to fight our battle. And if you let Jesus fight your battle, God knows you never will lose a case. There can not be no true fellowship without unity. And unity means at oneness. Ununity is danger in the church. Ununity is danger in the church. We know that the devil gonna be in every church. We know that. We know that. We know the devil in every real church. We know that. But one thing you need to recognize, Jesus said, you shall know them by their fruit. And folks are always talking junk and jive and fighting. You know that's not of God. So the real folks supposed to be together. But the thing about it, Satan get the weakest people in the church. I don't found that out. If you weak in the church, don't know nothing about Jesus, but you're supposed to be a Christian, a member of that certain church, the devil always pick on you. He used you. Don't let the devil use you. Well, that's my friend. He's a devil. That's what he planted there for. To bring you down. But you got to distinguish. Jesus said, you shall know them by their fruit. And if anybody comes to you ain't talking no peace, you don't know who he is. I don't care if he's in the pulpit. I don't care if he's in the choir stand, on the deacon board, wherever he is. God's folks talk peace. God's folks talk peace. Because they want to be at oneness, unity, love. And this what holds a church together. The devil knows this. The devil knows when a church is at oneness, they can move mountains. So Satan always trying to keep the church from being at unity. And if God can get two or three or 100 folks together in the faith of Jesus Christ, they can get the work done for Jesus Christ. And I like the way Paul, we're going to close. I like the way Paul said the thing in that fourth chapter, in that fourth verse. Look, he said, there is one body. Listen to this. One body, one spirit. Even as ye are called in one hope of your calling. One body, one spirit. One body, one spirit. One body, one spirit. We are the body of Christ. Now, wake up. Wake up. Now, hold your hands out a minute. Come on, hold your hands out. Now, I dare you to bite your finger. Bite your finger. That's a part of your body. Christ got one body. You ain't gonna bite your finger, no. Why you ain't gonna bite? It hurts. I'll be crazy. So why we fight one another? One spirit, one body, one faith. We're supposed to help one another. That's what Paul described it as, a body of Christ. If my toe hurts, my head don't hurt. If my arm hurts, my back don't hurt. If my neck hurts, my ears don't hurt. Because it's on the same body. And look at this. Now, ain't this kind of crazy? Now, look how the world laughs at us. Look how the world see us fighting in church. My hand hit this one right here. If y'all see me just busting my finger over, y'all just take him to Bryce's. What you think about the world having to see us fighting in church? Going to court, shooting up one another, killing one another, talking about one another, lying on one another. The world look at us and say, them the crazy folks in the world. He said, now, if they believe that Jesus the Christ, and they're supposed to be one, why they fight one another? All right. Don't you see why it's so hard to get sinners in the church? Because they see us not at oneness. Because we're fighting one another. One faith. One spirit. And then he said one hope. He said one Lord who over all y'all. He over all of us. See, one Lord over all of us. And then he said one faith. Faith in Jesus. Don't have your faith in nobody else but Jesus. One baptism. He's talking about baptizing Christ. All right? He said one God. Talking about the true God, one Father, the Heavenly Father of all, is above all and through all and in all of us. One. He's dealing with one. But we make it look so bad because how we fight one another. And that 12th verse, I'm kind of skipping a little bit there. But I know some of y'all are hot, but you know, if you ain't right, there's another hot place. They ain't got no little fan like you got there now. But we apologize, the air conditioner went on time, but yet still, there's another place, there ain't no fans. But watch what it said here now in the 11th verse. He said, now, he gave some apostles. He gave some prophets. Some he gave evangelists. He gave some pastors and teachers. For what? See? For what? What he done that for? These gifts. These gifts. You see, a pastor is a gift. Apostle is a gift. Evangelist is a gift. Now, these are gifts. These not talents, but gifts. A lot of folks got talents, but God give gifts. The devil folks, look how they sing out of rock and roll out there. That's talents. But only God give gifts. Everybody can't pastor because they're not a gift. Because you're a preacher.
Everybody can't evangelize because he want to do it, because God got to give it to him. Everybody can't teach because he want to. It's a gift. These gifts. But there's a reason why he gives the gift. He's trying to perfect the saints. He's trying to perfect the church. Edify the church. To lift up the church. To let the church grow and be mature in Christ.
He wants us to be as one. Long as we don't want to learn, we are never mature in Christ. We always be like babies, children, tossed to and fro. That's the wind come by. Every wind come by, you're sideways. Right. Every time you hear something, you go and do it.
Right.
You got to be mature. Yeah. Just what the gospel is about. Right. Just when I get up and preach, the other preacher preach to us, the teacher teach to you. He's trying to perfect you to mature in Christ.
Right.
Just what it's all about. Right. And that's why we stick to our own little thing rather than listening to what God got to say.
Right.
Just what it's all about. God wants us to be at one. Now, you can't make nobody come to Jesus.
All right.
You can't make nobody do right. But you can be an example to somebody.
Right.
And this is what I'm asking us to do. If you know you've been born again, if you know you've been saved, washed in the blood of the Lamb, you stand up for right.
Right.
You stand up for right.
Yes,
you can't make the world do nothing, but you got to die for your own self. God wants folks to see Jesus in you. You can be at war. If you out of fellowship with your brother and sister, you out of fellowship with God. So get back in fellowship with your brother. Now, Reverend Walker, I got a lot of folks to get back in fellowship with you. Y'all thought about that before you're getting out. See, you let it get so far, now you're scared to go back. Huh? Now, let me explain that. Let me explain that. Then we're going to close. Now, if you know you don't lie on folks and they know it. They know it. You don't broke up folks' home and they know it. Now, if they don't know it, that's you and God business. But if they know it. You get on your job, you cuss somebody out. You ain't never said, I'm sorry. I'm at home now. Ain't I?
Yes,
ain't never said I'm sorry and still going right on. You out of fellowship.
Yes,
you a Christian. You a Christian. Go back and say, I'm sorry I act like I act. Would you forgive me? God knows I guarantee you'll feel so light. You'll feel so light. I was working with a white fella once. When I was preaching, I used to paint at the best of my house authority. Both of us was Christians. That's all we talk about the Lord. But he was talking to me about the union. Because I didn't go to the union. And you know, a white man like me called him a liar. But he was lying. He said, somebody said, you lying. And we never got into it right there.
Right.
I wasn't pastor, but I sure was preaching. Just the Lord kept us from getting the fight. From fight. But you know what? God knows some was eating me up. I was still pain. But some was eating me up on the inside. Because I've been born again. I mean, it's some kind of unusual. We met one another together. And hugged one another. I'm sorry. Man, I wonder what happened to us. Yes, sorry.
Yes.
Now I can paint and start to sing. Y'all get my point? See, if you mad at somebody, here you go. Praise the Lord. You can't praise no Lord. Hear somebody sitting next to you, you can't stand. What you going to praise the Lord? Hallelujah. Boy, but you can sing, can't you? Get yourself straight, y'all, with your brother. Then you get straight with God. I mean that, y'all. That's the God having truth. Now, at oneness, somebody in here may be lost. Bow your head. Musician, play something soft. Somebody may be lost today. Somebody may be lost. And I know somebody lost him. I want everybody to bow your head. Would y'all please bow your head for me? Would y'all please bow your head for me, sister? Close your eyes. Would y'all do that for me? Be obedient. Don't be so hard-headed. Do that for me. You ought to be praying. If you're a child of God, you ought to be praying that somebody would be touched. That's what I want you to bow your head for. One reason. Saints ought to be praying, Lord, touch your heart. So I want you to be obedient. Do that for me. Please, do that for me. Bow your head and close your eyes. And pray. Now somebody here lost today. Somebody lost. And when you lost, you don't know Jesus.